This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, welcome again to another session of the series Reflections on the 99 Names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, who is giving us this opportunity to know Him, to explore about His qualities, His attributes, so that we may inshallah, firm our belief better every single time when we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better. My brothers and sisters, let us continue our journey with the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's session, inshallah, we shall begin with another powerful name and the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Al-Wali. Al-Wali is the Lord, the Helper, the Supporter. And Allah mentions this name in Surah Shura, ayah number 28. Allah uses this word Al-Wali, Al-Wali, the helper, the supporter, the protector. Again, we need to ensure that we memorize this name, that Allah is Al-Wali. Allah is Al-Wali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wali, the helper, the supporter, the protector. And that is the importance that we need to realize to understand him as well. You see, no one is better helper, none is better supporter, and no one can protect us better than the one who is Al-Wali. Al-Wali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the helper, the supporter, the protector of everyone. And we need to keep on reflecting upon this name as well of Allah Azza wa Jal, and always feel the sense of belongingness that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when Allah is the Rabb, the Lord, and we are the Abd, the worshipper. So obviously the Abd, the worshipper, he always go back to the Rabb, who is the Lord, who always go back to someone who can actually help, support and protect like no one else can. And that is Al-Wali. That is how we actually need to live by this name, Al-Wali, the helper, the supporter, the protector. And we need to call out to him, knowing full well that Allah alone is Al-Wali, the Lord, the Helper, the Supporter and the Protector. There is always a need for us to seek the help from the one who is the ultimate helper. There is always the need to seek support from the one who is the ultimate supporter. There is always the need that we have to gain the protection from the one who is the ultimate protector, and that is Al-Wali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Hamid. Al-Hamid is the one who is worthy of all praises. Allah mentions this name in Surah Shura, ayah number 28 again, that he is Al-Hamid, worthy of all praises. Again, my brothers and sisters, let us memorize this name, Al-Hamid. Al-Hamid, the one worthy of all praises. Understand that there is no one in our lives who deserve more praises, who is ultimately worthy of all praises better than Al-Hamid. Better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Hamid, the one who is worthy of all praises. And this is how we actually, keep on reflecting upon, this beautiful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hamid, the one worthy of all praises. When we look at within ourselves, when we look around, when we look, and explore new things, we immediately praises the one who is Al-Hamid, the one worthy of all praises. You see, when Allah is the creator, when Allah is the Lord, the one who is sustainer, the one who maintains everything, He is the owner for everything. Indeed, it is He who deserves, all praises, and who is definitely worthy of all these praises. And that's how we actually need to live by this name. We always have to attribute success to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always have to attribute all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes we fall in trap of shaitan, and the feeling that is, instigated by shaitan, that, if I do something great, it is me who should be praised, because I've done a good job, I have really performed well, so what we need to realize as Muslimin, as believers, yes, you would appreciate yourself, you would appreciate others for good work, but you need to definitely mention that all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He is Al-Hamid. It is He who has given me the strength to perform that resulted me to gain this appreciation. This is the mindset that we should always have. And that is how we have to call upon Allah Al-Hamid, who is worthy of all praises. This is the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need to keep on calling out to Him and trying to reflect upon this beautiful, quality of Allah and that is Al-Hamid, the one worthy of all praises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Hafiz. Al-Hafiz is the one who is the maintainer, the guardian. And Allah mentions in Surah Saba, Surah number 34, ayah number 21, this particular name, that He is Al-Hafiz, the one who is the maintainer, the guardian of everything that exists. Subhanallah, this is how we actually, expect from the Creator. Right? The Creator is the true Creator who can maintain everything. The true Creator is the one who can guard everything. And that is Al-Hafiz. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the quality of Al-Hafiz. So memorize this name, my brothers and sisters. Understand that He is the ultimate maintainer, protector, and guardian of everything. He is the one who preserves everything. He is the one who maintains everything. He is the one who guards everything. So when we keep on reflecting upon this beautiful quality of Allah, and that is Al-Hafiz, we live by this name. We live by this name by a mindset, by a feeling, by an experience, by the principle in our lives that there is one who is the ultimate maintainer, there is the one who is the ultimate guardian for my life. And when we live with this notion, with this mindset, with this feeling, inshallah, we immediately call out to Him who is Al-Hafiz. We call out to Al-Hafiz, the maintainer, and ask Him and pray to Him to guard us, to maintain us, to maintain us in a fashion, in a way that is pleasing to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my beloved brothers and sisters, it is indeed important for us to keep on, memorizing it, understanding it, reflecting upon it, living by it, and calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using these names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Majid, the glorious, the grandeur. right? And Allah mentions this name in Surah Hud, Surah number 11, ayah number 73. Allah mentions his name, Al-Majid, all glorious. You know, the grandeur. There is no greater, there is no one who is more glorious than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Majid. So memorize this name again. Al-Majid, Al-Majid, Al-Majid. Allah is Al-Majid, the one who is ultimately glorious. You know, understand that there is no better glory than the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no majesty better than the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who is more glorious better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Majid. And this is how we keep on reflecting upon this another powerful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to live by this name as well, by declaring deep down in our hearts that there is one who is Al-Majid, the glorious one. There is one who is Al-Majid, the glorious one, whose glory is so superior, is so supreme, is so magnificent that we are so lucky, we are so blessed to be the one who could worship the true God, Al-Majid, the glorious one. My brothers and sisters, call upon the one who is the most glorious. Of course, we do not want to call out to someone who is, you know, just a part of the creation, who is weak, who is someone, you know, who low in all qualities. But we want to call out to someone who is Al-Majid, who is the glorious, the grandeur, the one who ultimate, who has the ultimate glory without the support and supplement from anyone and from anything. That is Allah Al-Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Fattah. Al-Fattah is the one who is the revealer, the judge, the opener. All these meanings, indicates and signifies the quality of Allah, Al-Fattah. Al-Fattah is the name of Allah mentions, in Surah Saba. Allah mentions it in Surah Saba, Surah number 34, ayah number 26, where he uses this name, Al-Fattah. He is the one to decide. He is the one who is the revealer. He is the one who is the opener, right? Again, memorize it. Memorize this name. This is our continuous action point, my brothers and sisters. Memorize this name. Understand that he is the revealer. He is the judge. He is the opener, Al-Fattah. And this reflection of Al-Fattah should be done again and again. Why? Because whenever we feel, you know, we are stuck, whenever we feel we want to grow, whenever we feel that we want success, we want the judge to judge us, subhanAllah, the way it is pleasing to him, indeed, we remember and remind ourselves about Al-Fattah, the one who is the opener, subhanAllah. He opens the door for us, for, you know, the doors of success. He opens the doors for us, the doors of khair, of blessing, of favors, of bounties, of growth, of children, of, you know, spouses, of, you know, all the bounties that we want. He is the one who is Al-Fattah, the opener. So what do we need to do? Action point, we need to call out to him, Al-Fattah. Open the doors for my success. I am stuck, Ya Al-Fattah. Open the doors of success for me. Open the doors of happiness for me. Open the doors of peace, prosperity for me. Open the doors so of blessings from my own spouses, from my own children. Today we are struggling. Today the families are struggling. They are in crisis. Subhanallah, ask Allah, call out to Al-Fattah, the one who is the opener, the one who opens the doors of happiness for you, who opens the doors of peace for you, who opens the door of success, serenity and satisfaction for you. Subhanallah, Allah is Al-Fattah. This is how we need to call out to Him. We need to raise our hands and ask Him, Ya Al-Fattah, open the doors of success fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the hereafter. The one who reveals, the one who judges us, the one who opens the doors for us, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a shaheed. A shaheed is the witness, the ultimate witness. Now, this name again is mentioned in Surah Saba, Surah number 34, Ayah number 47, in which Allah subhanahu ta'ala uses His name, beautiful name, Ash-Shaheed. Ash-Shaheed is the one, He is the witness over all things. Action point, memorize this name, Ash-Shaheed. Now why are we stressing again to memorize this, subhanallah, with an understanding and contemplation and living by it and calling out to by using these names is just to remind ourselves again that we would like to get Jannah, subhanallah. We want to get Jannah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever memorizes these names and contemplate on them, memorize them, understand them, implement them in their lives, will get into Jannah. So that is our struggle again and again. That is our stressing point as an action, of point for us to memorize this, understand that He is the witness. We need to understand that no matter whoever sees or not see our good things, Allah is the witness of everything. He witnesses every moment of our lives. Every time we blink, He's a witness of that. Every time we do good deed, He's a witness for that. And this is a key reflection on this name, Ash-Shaheed, that He is always witness over all things. So whatever we do, the good and the bad, the righteous or the evil, Allah is a witness for that. So why don't we make Allah a witness for all the good things that we do? And for that, we need to do good things so that we make Allah the best witness over all things. And subhanallah, my brothers, my sisters, do not think that whenever you do a small act also, it is insignificant. No, that small act of goodness is witnessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole purpose of witnessing it is to give you that reward, to recompense you for the struggles that you did, but you were patient, for the toughness in life that you have, but you remained firm on the deen of Allah. There are so many challenges that were going on, but you always had that belief in Allah, having that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having that iman, that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you never let it down, subhanallah. You never let your faith down in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is a witness for that, and He's going to recompense that. That's how we need to live by this name, Ash-Shaheed, the witness, and we need to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ash-Shaheed, to witness everything and to bear witness for all the great, good and nice things that we do, subhanallah. For instance, you are struggling, we all are struggling, we all have a challenge to give you the session, to listen to the session, to view the session, to do any good thing. Shaitan is definitely desperate to deviate us, but we overcome shaitan, we defeated shaitan, walhamdulillah, and we are here together learning the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The highest form of ilm, the highest level of knowledge that we have, the most important knowledge for a believer, to know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is a witness for that, and that's how we need to call out to Him and to make this attempt successful, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also al-muqaddim. Al-Muqaddim, the bringer or forward, subhanAllah. And this name is not mentioned in the Quran, but the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, named it, used this name, as it has come from the agreed upon hadith with Bukhari and Muslim from Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, that when the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, got up at night to offer the tahajjud prayer, the night prayer, he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace be upon him, used to say, O Allah, he used to say, O Allah, all the praises are for you. You are the holder of the heavens and the earth. And it's a long hadith. It also continues to say to when he said, please forgive me my previous and future sins. And whatever I concealed or I revealed, you are the bringer forward and you are the delayer. There is none to be worshipped but you, or there is no true deity except you. Ya Allah, my brothers and sisters, memorize this beautiful name, Al-Muqaddim, Al-Muqaddim, the bringer forward. Understand that he is the one who is going to bring forward everything that we do in this life, in Akhirah, subhanAllah. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in this world. And that's how we need to reflect upon this beautiful name and the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muqaddim, the bringer forward. Indeed, He is Allah, the bringer forward, who will bring forward every single thing. And this is our key reflection on this name. And that's how we need to live by this name, that everything that we do in this world is going to be compiled. The record is building up. Our a'mal, our deeds have been written down. Everything will come forward on that day. And who is the one to bring that? Al-Muqaddim, the bringer forward. And we need to call out to him as well to help us in this world, so that we may contribute, we may practice those deeds which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may see the bringer forward, the things that are so satisfied for us, insha'Allah, in Akhirah, by which, insha'Allah, with the mercy of Allah, Rabbul Izzah, with the mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we may get into Jannah, insha'Allah. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is also al-mu'akhir. Al-mu'akhir is the delayer. You are the delayer, as mentioned in hadith, the same hadith that we just mentioned. It also contains this name, Al-Mu'akhir. Al-Mu'akhir, the delayer. Again, memorize this name, Al-Mu'akhir. Understand that he's the delayer. So he gives time for people to come back to him, to correct our actions, to make amendments in our lives. And this is how we reflect on this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mu'akhir, the delayer. So he gives loose ends to the people, chances after chances, opportunities after opportunities, so many platforms that Allah gives, possibilities for us to be able to turn to Him, subhanAllah. This is how we need to live by this name, the delayer. Allah being so kind, so merciful, He is also Al-Mu'akhir, the delayer. So He gives full opportunity for us. He gives enough chances for us to be able to, amend our affairs and to be able to please Him the way He wants. And we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again by this name as well. And we ask Allah al-Mu'akhir. So my brothers and sisters, this beautiful contemplation upon this name as well will make us closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will build the sense of beautiful high level love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives chances after chances. He is Al-Mu'akhir, the delayer. And that's how we need to ensure that we correct our affairs, set our priorities right, so that inshallah it's not that late for us that we don't have any chances to come back. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to be able to please him the way he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Malik. Al-Malik is the king. Is the king. Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Qamar, Surah number 54, Ayah number 55. Allah mentions this by stating in a seat of truth that is paradise near the omnipotent king. Allah, the blessed one, the most high, the owner of majesty and honor, the king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Malik. My brothers and sisters, let's memorize this name as well. Memorize that he is Al-Malik. Al-Malik is the one who is the ultimate king, the one who is absolutely honorable, the owner of all majesty, the one who has the highest honor. Understand that he is indeed the owner of all majesty and honor. Understand that he is the king. And this reflection on this name, that Allah is Al-Malik, the king, also gives us the understanding that we need this king. We have to go back to this king to ask Allah to give from his kingdom the things that are beneficial for us, the things which can help us to be able to get through from this dunya to akhirah in a way that is pleasing to him. And that's how we actually live by this name as well. And Al-Malik is indeed the king, and we call out to Al-Malik, the king who helps us at every single moment, whose honor is unsurpassable, whose majesty is absolute, who is high above everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Muqtadir. Al-Muqtadir. He is the omnipotent. So Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, Ayah number 45, that Allah is able to do everything. Al-Muqtadir. Al-Muqtadir. Let's memorize this name as well, my brothers and sisters. Understand that he is the omnipotent. There is no one who is more powerful than Al-Muqtadir. And this is how we need to reflect upon this name as well, again and again. By looking at ourselves, by looking around, understand that this whole creation is the work, is the job, is the result of someone who is extremely powerful, who is all powerful, who is omnipotent. And that is Al-Muqtadir. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we need to live by this name as well, Al-Muqtadir. We call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Muqtadir. Why? Because he is the one who deserves to be called. He is the one who has the power of everything, whose ability is unsurpassable, who is omnipotent, who is all powerful. And that is the beautiful quality of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Muqtadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Musa'ir. Al-Musa'ir is the one who raises and increases and decreases through his will. Now again, this is not mentioned in the Quran, but the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam uses this name, and it has come from the authentic Sunnah. It is the Sunan At-Tirmidhi, and he said Hasan Sahih, and also from Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, and Ahmad. These are all the books of Ahadith, books of the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Sheikh Albani, who is the Muhaddith, he authenticated all of these. They narrated from Anas radiallahu anhu that he said, the people said, "O Messenger of Allah, prices have shot up. So fix price prizes for us. Thereupon, the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is the one who raises and increase and decrease things through his will. Example, prizes, provision, life, you know, the one who withholds, the one who gives lavishly, and the one who sustains. And I hope that when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of you will have any claim on me for an injustice regarding blood or property. This is the hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood, in At-Tirmidhi, in Ibn Majah, and this is considered as a authentic saying. Now, the meaning of the name Al-Musa'ir that we need to memorize is the one who raises and increases and decreases through his will. Understand that Allah is the one who increases and who raises and who decreases as well through his will. So when we reflect upon this name Al-Musa'ir, we get to know that he is the one who raises the status. He is the one who raises the lives. He is the one who raises the positions of the people. So we don't have to doubt on that. Subhanallah, there is a willingness. There is a wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind that. Moreover, we need to live by this name by understanding the fact that he's the one who increases and decreases through his will. So we don't have to have any complaints for that. Rather, we need to have submission for everything that we actually believe in. And we have to believe that he is Al-Musa'ir, the one who raises and increases and decreases through his will. So call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise your status high. Call out to the one who is the one who increases and decreases through his will. So call out to him to increase your life, for example, to increase your, to give barakah in your life, by the way, to get the value out of your life, inshallah. To ask Allah to increase your wealth, to your family, for your, you know, businesses, for your children, for everything, you ask Allah to give increase in whatever blessing that you have. And this is how we actually, call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Musa'ir. My brothers and sisters, I hope it is benefiting all of us. It is increasing our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, the more we know Allah, the more we obey Allah. The more we obey Allah, the more we love Allah. The more we love Allah, the more Allah loves us. And when Allah loves someone, he will never put that person into Jahannam, into the hellfire. So the best way forward for us is to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.